Good morning, I'm Vince Lancy, and in today's market rundown, we're going to talk about Goldman getting nervous about stocks and a couple other things. Then we'll look at some market driving news, but first, let's take a look at the markets. Let's leave the VIX up while we're doing that. There we go. The dollar is down 1, 10-year bonds are down two basis points. At 427, the SPX 500 is 51.65. The VIX is 14.15, a little bit stronger. Gold is 21.66, up 5. It was up about 10, fading a little bit. Silver 25.14, holding strong. Nice day yesterday for silver. I remember saying, oh, that's interesting. And then silver kept going up. That feels good. The market is behaving quite well, even while gold is going nowhere. Copper is up 4 cents at 407. Bitcoin is down 3,800, down 5.3%, 67 spot 5,000. Ethereum is down also 5.5% at 3,600. Quick comment there. We'll have a lot to say about Bitcoin, not today, but I'll touch on what's going on over there. Palladium and platinum are up. Platinum is 939, up 1.3%. Palladium is up 1,090. I'm sorry, Palladium's trading 1,091. Up 22 bucks, over 2%. Oil is down 19 cents after having another strong day yesterday. Told you. Just kidding. Trading 80.71. And that gas is 174 up. What's that, a penny? Who knows? Okay, so you're looking at the VIX, and we'll be talking about that today in the context of a Goldman trade recommendation. Let's get going. Let's go. What's next? I'm having a little bit of a moment here. Okay, there's the Goldfix homepage. The three stories that I think are most relevant for the last 48 hours are the story by Zero Hedge that we were lucky enough to be able to post, and that's the Bitcoin story. You can read the title there. The stealth takeover of American Metals that was well received, and the mainstream media headlines. Moving on to the market itself, to the commentary that we want to talk about. We're going to talk about Goldman and the VIX today. Goldman is getting nervous. But first, I want to touch on two topics that I may flesh out in subsequent conversations. The first is, if you feel the economy is not as good as other people say it is, well, you may be right. I need to make this a little smaller, don't I? There you go. All right. So the correction to jobs tally shows much weaker growth than first reported. That's California. The dark solid line is the jobs numbers being reported cumulatively. And the dashed dotted line are the jobs numbers after corrected. So on day one, the headline news is 1 billion jobs are created. On day 31, on the 10th page at the bottom, there's a retraction that says not really. Okay, that's what's been going on, and you're going to see this in California and New York. Now, this is my opinion, right? You see what's called, like, I call it like a tennis match, right? It's like they take turns every month misstating the data. That's what I see. That's not what's happening. It's seasonality and other things like that. Anyway, I don't want to be too editorial, except to say that whoever's in power is in power, and that's what they do. Next. Bitcoin cumulative dollar return since the ETF launch. Just something we're going to talk about another time in detail. But if your brain is freezing because you don't like Bitcoin, or your brain is drooling because you love Bitcoin, hear me out. I'm going to make you both miserable right now. If you think manipulation of markets stopped when they caught the precious metals people, you're wrong. During precious metals manipulation, for lack of a better word, we'll just call it management. That's what everyone says. The market goes higher overnight in different time zones and then lower in the US. Now, the reasons for that were to, well, the effect of that was to dampen domestic interest, right? We didn't care about what it traded over there. We only cared about what it traded during our hours. Well, that's tried and true. Everyone knows about that. That's a precious metals person. Well, welcome to Bitcoin. excuse me. The game is the same. The asset is different. Bitcoin goes up at night and is unchanged during US hours since the New York Stock Exchange got the asset. So this is the effect is, well, I don't know what the effect is yet, but the intention is, well, there's a lot going on here. Let me just say this. They don't want the price to be too high during US hours, and they want time to absorb the immense, massive demand for this asset class. You can say you love it, you can say you hate it, I don't care. I'm just saying there's a lot of interest, and that interest is, they're putting a velvet rope around the club. You can't get in until they open the door. Well, they're putting that rope up a little bit longer to make sure they can get everything in order on the inside. That's it. Moving on to the main event. Goldman tells clients to, quote, buy VIX calls. With equity markets close to all-time highs and low volatility levels, we see potential upside to VIX levels from here based on the current macroeconomic environment and upcoming macro and micro catalysts, and recommend investors to hedge the potential for higher volatility using VIX calls. Now, this is bleeding edge stuff. The only other firm that has it out there, and they had it before us because we got it from them, is Zero Hedge. So thank you to them. Why are they suggesting this? Well, the risks perceived are market risk. With the S&P close to all-time highs and low volatility levels, we highlight attractive options to hedge a potential near-term drawdown. By near-term, they mean between now and November. Tech drawdown risk. Tech stocks have rallied sharply over the past year. XLK up 50%, and we highlight the most attractive options to hedge a potential drawdown risk in tech stocks. So if the market were to go lower in general, tech stocks would probably go lower faster. China risk. We believe upcoming election-related catalysts can lead to higher volatility in stocks with China exposure and identify stocks with high correlation beta to China, but low option prices. That specific risk is very narrow, but what they're saying is whoever the president is, whether it's Trump or Biden, there's going to be protectionist measures put on China. And those protectionist measures on China will hurt American stocks with Chinese exposure. So that's what they're saying. They're right. Doesn't mean the market doesn't know it already. There are several charts, but I'm going to share this one with you. This one gives their relative value reasons. Okay, so these three reasons up here I gave you, valid reasons, and there are more. Okay, there are more. But the relative value reasons are basically them saying, here's the risks, and this is what we're worried about, and here's the value that we think is out there. And the value is the VIX is at a historically low level, right? This is past, right? The past is not predictive of the future on this stuff, right? The SPX is close to its all-time highs. There's high demand for upside asymmetry, meaning too many people are buying calls. Goldman's model estimates upside to VIX and upcoming macro micro catalysts offer a compelling case for investors to own VIX calls. And they close this section of the statement by saying, we believe the upcoming analyst days, weird phrasing, but that's what they said. Earnings season and macro events led by the FOMC meeting on March 20th and election-related catalysts could drive volatility higher from here. Call buyers risk losing their premium paid if shares, yada, yada, yada. You could lose money if you do this. All right. We have an extended comment on this at the bottom as well as the full analysis. And we're going to give you an excerpt of the comment. As high profile as this proclamation is, remember two things. The mainstream media is not talking about it. We are. So you are less than 1% of 1% who even know about it. That's the first thing. Secondly, Goldman gets a lot of crap for being a contrarian indicator. That's not true. That's not always true. There are moments when I want to be careful of what they say, but they are not telling clients to sell stocks. They are telling clients to hedge stock exposure. There's a big difference between clients telling clients to sell positions out and hedge positions. And why are they doing this? Because they've got smart money buying gold. And what are gold and VIX? Hedges for calamity. That's all I'm saying. They see something that we don't. And they're telling their clients this because it's smart. That continues at bottom, including special contextual comment. I elaborate a little bit more what I say right now. Moving on to price action. Gold is going to be choppy, $10 higher, $10 lower. That's noise. It really is right now. So it's a slave to the data. The action is constructive. We want to see the market continue to do this and let the overboughtness back off, and then the market can go up again. Not saying it will, but that's healthy, right? Silver relative value and CTA buyers are in the market. Beware of brief silver slams to buy gold now. All right. So if while gold is holding its own, silver is creeping higher, which is what's happening. I wouldn't call it creeping, but it's higher. Then you can assume that the relative value players are looking at gold saying, I like gold, but it's run up. Oh, look at silver. Let's buy some silver. And then when silver catches up, gold could take off again. Miners sideways is bullish now, as long as bullion doesn't die, right? There's some technical levels that it has broken out of, and people are saying, okay, and no one is shorting it right now. So who knows? Inflation handoff for oil, driving season, goods inflation. Told you, just something I like to say for fun. Bitcoin ETH, see the graph above that I showed you. Stocks, plate juggling, broadening, but choppity. So the market is kind of rotating who's in first place. So it's a little bit of plate juggling there, but it's starting to broaden. Just be careful, right? But put it this way, if you're bearish on gold, you're probably going to be bearish on stocks as well, a little bit, unless it's a news item, right? It's just the market dropping out. Bonds are doing well despite gold's rally. So this whole thing smells of risk off a little bit, and the VIX is the weakest thing at the table. The dollar, ditto. Let's move on to the news. Japan's union wins biggest wage hike since 91 Tokyo. This is important because this means they have negotiations every year. There's a word for it called shuntu, I think, I'm not sure. But they're permitting inflation to filter into the masses, right? They're doing that. It's a very controlled economy despite being a democracy. And this sets the table for yield curve control to stop. And by yield curve control stopping, if they do it, that means they're going to let inflation rise. And if they let inflation rise, because they're paying people, taking care of them to make sure they don't get, too poor while inflation rises, then two things happen. Inflation rises, bond yields go up, and the yen gets stronger. The yen gets stronger because bond yields are going up. Some other time we'll talk about that. What does that mean? That means the dollar gets weaker against the yen. And that's why gold has been rallying. One of the reasons gold has been rallying. The market expects Japan to end yield curve control. And this is preparation for that. Very important, okay? If they don't end yield curve control, if they say, yeah, we changed our mind, and they do stuff like that, you could see a big sell-off in gold. Just heads up to that. The producer price index, which measures pipeline costs for raw, intermediate, and finished goods, jumped 0.6 last month, double the Dow Jones estimate. Well, why even have estimates, right? SpaceX launched a third test flight of its Starship rocket on Thursday and reached space as the company pushed development of the Mammoth vehicle past new milestones. It also disintegrated, but I think that's part of the process, as long as no one's on board, I guess, right? More companies have defaulted on their debt in 2024 than at any start of the year since the global financial crisis, as inflationary pressures and high interest rates continue to weigh on the world's riskiest borrowers. But people aren't getting fired. Yeah, they are getting fired because that information you have there, that revised information, is the right information. Former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he's putting together a consortium to try to buy TikTok as a bid to divorce the popular social media platform from its Chinese owners, gathers momentum in Congress. He bailed out a commercial bank, a regional bank, and now he's going to buy TikTok. Kind of related. There's the top mainstream news links. We got those today. Those are updated. Geopolitics, Hamas says we're willing to work with you. Israel says we're willing to work with you, and nothing gets done. So that's pretty much there. The Middle East, same status quo. Okay, so that's all for now. Have a great day. Gold is 539. The VIX is unchanged. I'm Vince. Have a good weekend.